This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You and me, scoffers, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in looking for Bradley Dean, he is off today. He's going to be off today, tomorrow, and Friday. I'm going to fill in for him, Lord willing. And I'm happy to have you with us. I'm Tim Brown, editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. For those of you looking for us online, check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm coming to you live today from the bunker here in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. I am, for our Muslim friends, I am the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one who holds to the Bible, the Word of God, the real Word of God, as the authoritative into all of everything. I believe that our Creator has given us instruction. It is perfect. And if we would but follow that, we would know what true liberty is. We would know what true freedom is. We would know what true prosperity is. We would know what true peace is. Not only spiritual peace, that peace that comes through Jesus Christ with a God, but also we would know it in our culture if we would but follow what he has given us. And we would learn from the past, as Bradley said, and apply it even to the present and to our future. Not only can you find us at our websites, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, but also you can find us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. You can also find Bradley on Twitter, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. Well, there is some good news. Last night, Judge Roy Moore defeated Luther Strange in the Alabama GOP Senate runoff election. Of course, look, Trump recognized on Friday evening that he probably made a mistake in supporting Luther Strange. And I want to say, you think? But you know what? He's following some bad advice of people who are part of the swamp that he claims he wants to drain. Mitch McConnell being one of those, they threw millions of dollars behind Luther Strange, and he lost huge. I mean, Roy Moore got almost 55% of the vote. That's huge. And, you know, so Alabama, don't blow it, okay? Don't blow it. You've got a real deal in that guy. He's proved he's not establishment. He's proved that he will stand for the law, God's law and the Constitution, and he will stand for you. That's what Roy Moore has done. For decades, he's been tried and true. He's got the medal, folks. He's got it. He's the real deal. And as one of the authors at Sons of Liberty Media today pointed out, in an article about the Constitution, Luther Strange and Roy Moore. At the end of it, you know, he said Roy Moore lost his job for upholding his oath to the Constitution. Luther Strange kept his job by betraying it. Keep that in mind. This is very important. And I liked what Judge Moore had to say in his victory speech, is that we can make America great if, and he says, and we can support the president's agenda if it remains constitutional. If it is that which advances the American ideology, God's law, the culture that was founded upon, and all of that. He said, we can support that. Which means, where it deviates, he's not going to support that. That should be something. Those of you listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, you listen to this radio show because you say you believe that. And I would ask you, how many of you actually practice it, though, when it comes to electing people who are going to represent you? How many of you actually practice that? How many of you actually get in there and find out, here's what the guy does on this. Here's what he believes about this. Here's what he says, but then he votes this way. And you justify your vote for that guy based on he's just better than the Democrat guy, rather than looking, because in many states you have more than two choices, okay? In most states you have more than two choices for usually any office that's at least state level or above. Sometimes at local level you have well, here where I'm at in South Carolina, sometimes you get into the local level, you only have one person running. Is it like there's even a choice there? But Alabama, you got the real deal. And Judge Roy Moore, don't screw it up, okay? That's all I'm saying. Just don't screw it up. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. President Donald Trump has sought to keep his promises concerning illegal aliens. Now, this was a piece that Bradley asked me to do some research on. You'll find that I'm pulling from, both sides of the media spectrum, those who claim to be conservative, those who are obviously liberal, some of those in between, and also from government websites, their actual numbers. You'll see that on there. I think that, you know, we're coming up on the end of fiscal year 2016, And so we're going to get some new numbers out there shortly. But, you know, keep in mind, he's been in office less than three quarters of a year. He implemented some executive orders. I have questions as to what he's really going to do with DACA. You know, is he going to show us this quote unquote compassion, you know, over letting some of these people and having amnesty and stuff like that and going back from that? But at least where the executive orders were, where he promised to deal with illegal aliens, he's doing that in the sense of the arrests. Now, the deportations are a little different. There are a lot of explanations for that. Some of those you can point back even to Eisenhower. Remember, when he was deporting, he started deporting illegals. And as a result, a lot of illegals self-deported. They just got out because they knew they were going to be apprehended and they were going to be sent back anyway. So they just got out rather than being sent to jail and having all this stuff done. Some of that's probably happening now since he has said what he said. There are a slowing of coming across the border, yet there is an increase of arrests because they're going after illegals just for being illegal aliens, whether they committed a crime or not. If they're known to be illegal, they're going to get them. Hang with us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk again with Gary Bates of Creation Ministries about alien invasion, and we're not talking about the illegal kind. Stay with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Glad to have you back with us. Before I get to our guest, I just want to point out something to you. Bradley was mentioning it to me before the show. And that is that Stephanie has been releasing some music videos on YouTube. They're getting a lot of views, and I wanted to point you over there. Just go to YouTube, type in Stephanie Joy, and she's got a YouTube channel there. So be sure to subscribe to that. Check out the several videos that she's got up. Those are brand new. One of them, I think, was just put up just a week ago. And check out those and comment on them. Let them know that you support them and you appreciate the music and what they're doing there. Now, on the line with us, and by the way, we're not opening up the phone lines because of our guest today. We're going to give him some time to promote something that's important in our culture today. We have on the line with us Gary Bates of Creation Ministries. You can find them at creation.com. Gary was once a convinced evolutionist, and the creation message had a dramatic impact on his life, and now he's a biblical creationist, and he wants to take that message to the average person in the street. And why does he want to do that? Well, if you don't have a biblical view of creation, you'll never have a biblical, you'll never have a right view of why man is in the situation he's in through the fall and the sin by disobedience to God, and then why we need a redeemer, why we need a savior from sin, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came and gave himself under the penalty that the law required, facing the wrath of God for sinners in order to reconcile us back to God. So with that said, Brother Gary, it's good to have you on the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you, and you put the problem very, very well. I often say to people, I've just finished ministry in Tennessee this last weekend, and in my church talks, I often finish with one PowerPoint slide that says, if there was no literal very good creation, where the literal fall and literal death did not enter the world, then we literally don't need a savior. So if you allegorize Genesis and the fall, then, you know, what's the point of Jesus' death to save us? And more to the point, as Christians, regardless of their view on creation, I think most Christians believe that we're going to go to some sort of future paradise, eternal paradise. Well, if God's not the creator in Genesis, then he's not capable of creating a new heavens and the earth in the future. And secondly, if you believe in millions of years and evolution as the process of God creating initially, I don't think that's much to look forward to in the new heavens and earth, do you?
No, I don't. In fact, let's give the flip side of that, and this is something that we're going to talk about with you. You've got a new film coming out, and what we're seeing is we're seeing in the culture, especially in the movie culture. Now, look, I'm a big sci-fi fan, I'll tell you, but you have to always see it through the biblical lens to see where the lies are. And one of those is through the idea of aliens. I mean, we're seeing now the evolutionists saying, oh, well, there must be more intelligent beings in the universe. And indeed, there are. God is more intelligent than us. Christ is more intelligent than us. We can even point to the superiority of angels and of demons in some of those areas. But what they're trying to do is to substitute the Creator God for the seed planters of aliens, not the illegal kind. We're talking about little green men or little gray men or whatever the case may be. You want to elaborate on what you've got coming out?
Sure. Well, again, you touched on a good point because, again, I do a lot of speaking in churches, and unfortunately a lot of Christians have no problem with the concept that God could have created life on other planets. And they say, well, you know, the universe is a massive place. You know, the Earth is just a speck of dust in space. So why would God have gone to all that trouble to create a massive universe if just for us? There are theological problems with that idea, and one is it destroys the gospel. Quite simply, again, if we go back to Genesis and take that literally, the fall affected the universe. Now, I could cite lots of passages, et cetera, to support that, but here's the point. Why would God need to create a new heavens and earth, right, if the rest of the universe is not tainted by sin? Why wouldn't he just create a new earth? So clearly the fall was universal. So you can't have any unfallen parts of the universe with God created type aliens sitting out there unaffected by sin. And when Jesus came to this earth, you know, it says in Hebrews 2:17, it's not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. You've got to be a descendant of Adam to qualify for salvation. Jesus didn't come as a Klingon or a Cardassian. He came as a human to redeem humans. The book of Isaiah says that he is our kinsman redeemer. We have to be related to him by blood. So, you know, quite simply, if God had created life on other planets, poor old Mr. Spock is sitting out there on the planet Vulcan, and they get diseases and cancers and they die, which are all ultimately effects of the fall. And he's a sentient, intelligent, moral decision-capable being, but he doesn't qualify for salvation. And the Bible says that Jesus died once for all. You know, he's not going to be crucified and raised again on other planets. So you've got God creating intelligent, sentient aliens to suffer the opprobrium of the curse with no hope of salvation, and they get rubbed out at the end of time when God creates a new heavens and earth. So it is actually a gospel and salvation issue. So we can be dogmatic about that. Second is when we say, why would God have made things so big? We are anthropomorphizing God. We're putting God in man's image. So, for example, you know, we believe that God is an omnipresent being, right, as one of his attributes. So as we, you know, sit in a church on Sunday morning and we pray for the presence of God to bless the meeting, Bible says we're two or three to gather together, he's going to be there. But if God is omnipresent, you know, he's not only present right there in the church, he's also present 14 billion light years away at the edge of the universe. And when I point that out to Christians, and I ask the question, say, well, how long did it take him to get there? Right? So time and space and the conventions that we use to measure how big things are, you know, if we wanted to travel across our Milky Way, it's 100,000 light years across at 186,000 miles per second. It would take you 100,000 years. So we have to, you know, define the size of something by measuring it, either with a ruler or by time and speed. But it doesn't apply to God, because Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God. That means he was there before he created the universe. And we live in a time-space universe where we are bound by these physical constraints, and we have to use physical matter and planets to define time and so on. But none of that applies to God. So the universe is not big to God, and the Bible clearly says that the heavens declare his glory. And one of the problems, I'm a sci-fi fan too, one of the problems is with the idea of evolution occurring on other worlds, which is the main theme of sci-fi, by the way, and our beliefs about life on other planets, is we look up there and we say, wow, I wonder what else might be out there. But the scriptures tell us when we look up there, we should literally say, my God, what is man that you are mindful of him, as David said. So evolution, so from the non-Christian view, they believe, the evolutionists believe there was a Big Bang 14 billion years ago. And they believe that our Milky Way, and therefore, our solar system, our planet, is in a relatively young part of that 14 billion year old universe. So just imagine this. And again, this is the theme in most science fiction. Even if you watch something like Star Trek, which is futuristic, they're flying all around the universe, around the galaxy, and they're seeing different alien races at different stages of their evolution. And when they're at different stages of their evolution, they're at different stages in their technology. So as you went further out in the universe, those aliens, they reason, could be a million or even a billion years advanced in their evolution, and therefore they're a billion years advanced in their technology, and that's how come they can build hyperdrive spaceships, visit the Earth. And what's really disturbing is what has become virtually mainstream science and not science fiction is the idea that those older, wiser aliens, based upon the premise of Big Bang and evolution, seeded life here on Earth millions of years ago. They seeded some primordial DNA and allowed it all to take over. And, as I said, that's no longer, kind of off with the UFO extremists. I've even been in a church back in Australia, and I showed some pictures one day of an artist who claimed to be a Christian, but she said she had experiences with these entities in a room, which I obviously believe are spiritual and demonic. And they lied to her, and they said, no, Jesus is one of us. He's just an advanced extraterrestrial. He's working along, with us. And based on her experience, she drew pictures of Moses being spoken to in the burning bush with a radio transmitter beamed down from the mothership. It had Elijah being raptured into a flying saucer and UFOs parting the Red Sea. And that view is, again, based upon their advanced technology. And when the Christians
Gary, we're going into break, and on the other side of break, we'll pick that up, and we'll talk about some of those things that are happening in your new film. Stay with us.
Sure.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you're tuned in looking for Bradley, he is off today. Tomorrow and Friday, I'll be filling in for him, Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And on the line, we have Gary Bates with Creation Ministries. We're talking about aliens, not the illegal alien thing that we're talking about in politics. We're talking about aliens, like science fiction stuff, the X-Files and such. And you know, Gary, you're making some points here that... a lot of this comes through the public indoctrination centers we call public schools, but it also comes through another form of indoctrination through the media, through movies and such. I remember years ago, I believe it was Gary Sinise came out in a movie called Mission to Mars, and the thing that you were finishing up with was that they eventually get there, and then these aliens... are showing them how they planted the seed of the human race on the planet. And then now we, you know, a few years back, we're having things like Nicolas Cage was in a movie called Knowing, and that sort of mixed this biblical thing that we see in Ezekiel, a wheel within a wheel, and the spaceships with... instead of it's aliens, that's how they're portrayed, but they're portrayed more like angels. They've got the wings, they've got this whole nine yards, and it's tied in with some kind of prophetic significance. And then at the end, everything on the earth is destroyed, and these little boys and girls are brought to this faraway planet, this clean wheat fields, and a brand new tree is there, which I assume is the picture of the tree of life. And that... yep. It's a false gospel that's being put before people. And while it's okay to see these things, we have to stick to the truth when we see them and call them out for what they are. We have to point out, I point them out to my kids when they see them, because I say, this is what they're doing with that. And they go, yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Well, life can only come about by one or two mechanisms here on the earth. It either evolved, in other words, everything made itself, naturalistic processes that were unguided, therefore there's a creator, as the Bible says. And so we extrapolate that idea out to the universe, and there are they're still the only two games in town. And, you know, I love sci-fi. Like you said, you like sci-fi, but the thing is, it's science fiction. One of the issues with science fiction is, you know, Christians as well, we're fascinated with the future. What might things be like in the future? And it goes beyond the ideas of technology. You know, and it goes back, even people like H.G. Wells, famous science fiction author, you know, when he wrote the book The War of the Worlds, if you remember, it was remade recently a few years ago with Tom Cruise in there by Spielberg, and, you know, the Martians got wiped out by a virus, a bacteria.
Yes.
And the book, if you actually look at the wording and the narration, which I think was Morgan Freeman at the end, it said that over a million deaths, basically, humans had evolved immunity to it. So it's that evolution idea of survival of the fittest that caused us to be immune. Now, one of the issues with this, now I come from a pretty conservative Christian background, but, you know, researching my book, which came out in 2005, Alien Intrusion, UFOs and the Evolution Connection, which is the only creation book to be an Amazon top 50 bestseller, so it shows you the popularity of this genre, is that it kind of says we're being conditioned for these things. And this is where Christians have to be careful, and we've got to, again, educate our children. I would say to my own children, you know, where do you think aliens come from? And I teach them, you know, there are only two options, and they eventually say, oh, so aliens are not real. Yeah, that's correct. And then, obviously, they're wearing the right set of glasses themselves when they interpret, you know, the media and popular culture. But it is creating, if you like, an environment where people are being prone to these ideas. And this is at a spiritual level. I'm not a demons under the bed type of guy. As I said, I'm a conservative Christian. But having moved in these circles for years and researching this, you know, I have now met hundreds of people, hundreds, and I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of people who claim they've seen things in the sky, or more so have claimed experiences with entities in their rooms or out in the fields or when they were driving their cars, they've seen things. And usually under hypnosis, they try to recall their experiences, and they claim that they've had experiences with extraterrestrials that claim to, you know, come from a distant planet. And exactly, they have these stories. They're overseeing our evolution, and that in the future the Earth is going to be destroyed. It kind of parallels the biblical narrative about, you know, a sort of a new creation, except, you know, people are going to be taken off this and taken to some utopian, you know, nirvana-type planet. So in the movie, which you alluded to, which is it's a first for our ministry. We're a faith-funded ministry. We're basically making a movie that we thought we were going to release on DV. It got seen by some movie agents and distributors. And we're pleased to say on January the 11th, 2018, there's going to be an initial screening in cinemas or theaters over the U.S., and this movie, it will not only equip Christians, but I think it's incredible, almost unique, dare I say, outreach opportunity. Because, you know, Christians will say when they talk to their friends and they get objections about the Christian faith, and this alien things, well, we think we're the only ones in this universe, often comes up. So people can spot their neighbor, their unsaved, you know, sons and daughters, a ticket, take them along to see a movie about sci-fi and other themes, and it's not Little Joe Christian that will draw the conclusion for you, not me in the movie that will draw the conclusion, because we're using experts like Nick Redfern, who's the kind of lead go-to guy from the History Channel and National Geographic on all things alien, some of the leading UFO researchers of history, and then the experiences of people themselves. And Christian and even non-Christians will tell you that these alleged visitors from a galaxy far, far away are nothing of the sort. They are deceptive, and that they hide their true intentions, and that they would use the words interdimensional. In other words, they don't travel here in craft. They appear, they disappear, they walk through walls and perform all sorts of other supernatural type feats. So again, to reinforce, it's not me saying this. This is what the secular people are saying. So we serious researchers all reach the same conclusion. Now, wearing a biblical set of glasses, how might we interpret spiritual beings that come to stealthily abduct people in the middle of the night, harm them, lie to them, tell them stories to hide their true intentions? Well, that sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it?
And
read the Bible.
And attack the Christ of the gospel, too.
Absolutely, because they talk about these beings themselves being our creators. But here's the illogic statement. I've met hundreds of these people, and I meet somebody, and listen, this is not to ridicule, because I actually have incredible empathy for these people, and people will see that in the movie, because the experiences can be real, and people's worldviews are changed as a result of the experience. But here's the thing, the experience can be real, but it doesn't necessarily and automatically follow that it's truthful. We can be lied to. We can be deceived. And, of course, back in the first book, the very first humans got deceived by an angel of light. They got conned into believing something that wasn't true, and that's why we're in the mess we're in today. So people can have real experiences. But one person says, I had an alien encounter, and they told me they're humankind's creators, and they came from the Pleiades. And then I met someone else who had the same experience, but they said they came from Orion or Sirius or Zeta Reticuli. And I like to point out that illogically they can't all be telling the truth. So they're either all lying or only one of them is telling the truth, but they can't all be telling the truth. And immediately you can try to help people understand that they've been lied to or deceived. It makes them more discerning about the experience, and then it starts to put a stop to it. But here's the piece de resistance, and you know I'm kind of going to give a bit of a spoiler on the movie here, but hopefully this will put to bed this whole idea of advanced aliens. I have testimony after testimony of people who claimed these traumatic experiences. They were traumatized. They suffer symptoms like post-traumatic stress disorder. But in the moment of their experiences, and these were ongoing, they came into some Christian teaching that may have alerted them that this was possibly demonic in nature, and they called out on the name of Christ or asked for help from the Lord Jesus Christ, or they sang hymns and they said prayers, and in an instant the experiences stopped in their tracks. So as one UFO researcher who's now the state director for MUFON of South Korea, he wasn't a Christian at the time, when he heard about this, he said, so what is it about Christians that aliens don't like? That's what he thought. Why is it these Christians, these Bible-believing Christians seem to be exempt, but then there's these handful of people that called out on the name of Jesus Christ and were able to halt their alien experience? So as he researched more and more, he started to realize these were not physical extraterrestrials, but these were spiritual beings emanating from another dimension. And once he realized that, of course, the Bible is the only source that actually tells us about spiritual beings emanating from another dimension. And that led this researcher to become a Christian. He's now a pastor, and he now has over 400 cases where these supposed alien encounters have been halted by people calling on the name of Christ or getting saved and so on. So to me, that's a bit of a slam dunk.
No, it is. And people could say, well, that they're having experiences. How do we know that's true? Well, I think the thing is that you look at the fruit of their life, right? I mean, how do I know that the Bible's telling me the truth about even my own state? When I do these things that it causes sin, what are the results? Well, it tells me I'm destroying myself. But when it tells me that I call upon the name of Christ, when whomever the Son sets free indeed, right?
Yeah.
So what then becomes the fruit of that life? Well, he tells us the Spirit is empowering us. It's not us pulling it out of ourselves, but the Spirit empowers us to love our fellow man, to love God and all these things. Gary, we're just about out of time. We've got about 25 seconds. Do you want to tell people where they can find you and real quick when that...
So it's not posted yet. It's January the 11th. It'll be on the Fathom Events. That's the Cinema Fathom Events website where they can look for cinema near them and even book tickets. And for information now, people go to creation.com or alienintrusion.com and just follow the links.
Thanks a lot, Gary. So Gary Bates, creation.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Welcome back to the final segment, Sons of Liberty, me, Sons of Liberty Radio. Find us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Final segment here, be sure to check out Gary Bates' movie that comes out January 11th, creation.com. In the final segment here, I want to touch on something that I reported on the other day. This is something that many of our listeners are try to have their ear to the ground to find out the latest on. And that is, what's going on with Bundy Ranch? I'm going to tell you, folks, I could care less about the NFL, okay? I just could care less about it. I think everybody who's mad about what's going on with the flag and stuff like that, you know, if the guy, if you're mad about it, leave. Quit giving them your money. Guess what? They won't be able to afford the players if you don't go. I mean, you people spend a ridiculous amount of money on a football ticket, then the ridiculous. I mean, it's like the people in the concessions don't realize what food and drink costs outside of that stadium. And on top of that, you got to pay every time you go in there to park. Then you see these arrogant people do what they do. Why do you support it? Quit fussing about it. Quit spending your money. And for goodness sake, quit going on the Lord's Day. You know, if Christians actually believe the Ten Commandments and follow them, that would sort out a whole bunch of that, okay? And just, that's 2 cents, free information for you. But concerning the Bundy Ranch issue, some documents were filed by the prosecution. I reported about a week or so ago that they had filed other things in which they're going to bring in new witnesses. People are going to testify about how things work on Facebook and YouTube, which is going to put the jury to sleep, I can just tell you. But they can do that if they want. They're going to bring in guys who can tell you that a gun actually fires a bullet by an explosion inside the gun, and what kind of gun does what, and this, and that's going to be their witnesses to make these guys look really bad and scary, even though not one of them fired a single shot. Okay? Not one of them. But then they come back and they've introduced, I don't know, I think it's about 26 pages of stuff in which they're asking the judge to do this. They want to preclude the defendants from two things: addressing in voir dire, opening statement or closing argument, and or adducing or eliciting during direct or cross-examination an information or argument that portrays or implies that the law enforcement officers acted unlawfully or unethically during impoundment operations, or that the actions of the defendants were justified by the U.S. Constitution or other law. In other words, we don't want the defendants to defend themselves and say, hey, you guys are tyrants, you were breaking the law, here's what the law says about you. We don't want them doing that because they're the ones on trial. Do you see what they're doing? And they're doing that so the guys don't have a defense. Now, among those things that they don't want talked about specifically, let me give them to you real quick because I think we have time. Self-defense, defense of others, or defense of property, justification, necessity arguments which have no foundation in law. They don't want any talk about what the Second Amendment implies. Okay? They certainly don't want to hear about our forefathers whose lives were threatened because they protested their government. Look up the story of Thomas Gage in Massachusetts. Look how he tried to silence the people from more than one meeting, a public meeting per year. Remember Paul Revere warning the British were coming? That was because they were coming to take their guns. War for independence really began over Britain's desire to confiscate firearms. Okay? And this is a place where these guys are attacking. It's a right. Every one of those people out at Bundy Ranch had a right to carry a weapon. Every single one of them. Doesn't matter if federal agents were around. That means nothing. Those federal agents were carrying guns. The question I would ask is, where in the Constitution do you see the Bureau of Land Management? You don't. You do not see it. Okay? So, yeah, it's a legitimate argument that these defenders and protectors of the tyrannical D.C. central government and their dragoons, that's what I call them, want to pull the wool over the people's eyes. They also don't want third-party layperson testimony or opinion about the level of force displayed or used by law enforcement officers during impoundment operations, including operations on April 6, 9, 12, 2014. Go see the evidence for yourself. You tell me whether these guys were impounding cattle, or were they killing it? We've got the pictures of the dead cows, okay? We've got their mistreatment on video of the protesters. We've got them violating the First Amendment by trying to corral people, even threatening to taser them into what they called free speech zones or First Amendment zones. All of that is unlawful. All of it is unethical. All of it is a level of force used by them that should never have been used. In fact, if they were following the Constitution, they would have never been there in the first place. They don't want to hear opinion public statements of Governor Brian Sandoval, or opinions registered by other political office holders or opinion leaders about BLM and Palma operations. They don't want allegations of workplace misconduct by the guy who was in charge, Daniel P. Love, who's been fired from his job because, well, he was stealing artifacts for which he was hounding people about, claiming they were committing crimes, to the point that Dr. Red, I believe he's up in Oregon, committed suicide. Daniel P. Love was in on that, hounding the guy till he just killed himself. And here was Daniel stealing the evidence for which he had went after people claiming it was a crime, which I don't think it was a crime, taking and stealing it and giving it out to people. He lost his job over it. The Inspector General found that he had engaged in misconduct. He'd used his job to gain tickets to an occult festival called the Burning Man up in Montana. This guy told, there have been witnesses who have testified that he ordered them, once documents were subpoenaed, he ordered them to scrub emails. This is the guy who was in charge of Bundy Ranch. The FBI backed off of it because of him. The local police, the metro police there, the sheriff told, they said, we're not having anything. You're going to get somebody killed. That's the guy who was in charge. And they do not want that to come before the jury, because then it justifies why they went out there and stood in the first place. They really believe these guys were going to kill them. Then there's the body cams, the audio, and all of that stuff that we've already heard about that's in the discovery that the prosecution does not want coming out, because it will pull the mask off of their thugs in the BLM. And yes, guys, I'm going to tell you, the BLM are thugs. They're domestic terrorists. That's what they are. Okay? They also don't want references to supposed mistreatment of cattle. You can see the video, or you can see the pictures for yourself. They killed them. They were to impound them, is what they said. Legal arguments, beliefs, explanations, or opinions that the federal government does not own land or have legal authority or jurisdiction over public lands where impoundment operations were conducted, or that the land was or is otherwise owned by the state of Nevada. Well, why not? That's an appeal to law. What does the Constitution say? How does it say that the central government acquires land beyond the 10 square miles that it has in D.C.? Well, it has to get it through the approval of the state legislatures. And I heard one guy say, well, we have a treaty when which we bought this, that, and the other. Fine, you got a treaty, but the Constitution says you can only have – if you want to buy it, that's fine. You did it through a treaty. That needs to go right to the states once the states are established. Doesn't need to be continued to be held by the D.C. government, because the only way the Constitution says they can have it is not by treaty. It says they have to get it through state legislatures. We might even question whether or not we should have bought the land. I'm going to throw that out there to you. Was that really constitutional in dealing with acquirements of land? The prosecution also doesn't want to hear references to punishment the defendants may face if convicted of the offenses. Well, why not? What's the big deal about that? References to the Oregon trial of United States versus Ammon Ryan and Ammon Bundy, or the results of that trial. Why? Because all of those guys were acquitted of every single charge, which is basically every charge that these guys in Nevada are charging them with, too. So they don't want to hear it. This guy is already a two-time loser. Two of these guys are being tried this next time. They've already been tried twice. They've been found not guilty and a hung jury, which means the prosecution didn't do its job and make its case, and they just want to keep spinning the wheel, and they would claim, well, this is not double jeopardy because it's a mistrial. And you know what? I'm wondering when the people are going to have enough of that and go down there and by the thousands and keep people from going in the courthouse and say, you're going to let these guys go. You've had your, they've had their day in court. You've had yours in there. You didn't make your case. You took it a second time. Now you're trying it a third time. We're not putting up with this. And then when are they going to charge these prosecutors with violating what they're supposed to be doing? There's more on that. Check it out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Corruption continues in the upcoming Bundy Ranch. In 23, I'll be back with you. Talk with you then. See you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.